Greetings, you handsome and lovely gamers, to another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, the weekly show all about those retro and golden gaming days, but seen through a modern lens. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this wistful road, and today we're taking a look at some of my favorite podcasts, gaming-related and otherwise. Whether about video games, movies, or odd curiosities, these shows keep me both entertained and informed on my long drives to work, or simply when I'm bored. And hopefully, at least one of these recommendations might please your mental facilities as well. Let's lead in with the video game stuff. In truth, there are almost too many video game podcasts to count, covering everything from the Atari 5200 homebrew scene to the latest and greatest on the PS4. First, I'll mention the one most already know, and that's the Retronauts podcast that's been around for years, going way back when a certain website known as 1UP.com was still alive and relatively new. The show was started by the generally esteemed Jeremy Parrish, a smart guy who has always had a hankering for 2D gaming, and began Retronauts as a way, at first, to celebrate those bygone days and games. The show has had several co-hosts come and go, with Bob Mackie now being the big second one in charge, along with a regular spate of guests, and the topic changes weekly, switching between games and genres and systems without much direction or concern, at least from what I can tell. I still listen to this show from time to time, but I have to be honest. What began as just some guys expressing their love for old school stuff has grown into something Mr. Parrish clearly wants to turn into an empire. In other words, he's aggressively monetizing it by locking much of the show's content behind a Patreon subscription model. Those who don't pay not only lose access to that content, but must suffer instead through a litany of ads for the episodes that are available. And if I'm being honest, I'm not sure the show is worth paying for. Parrish and his guests aren't always the most informed, often having to rely on each other's faded memories on air to properly examine certain games and their histories. Parrish himself dominates most of the shows, for better or worse, in his vaguely passive-aggressive, insistent way, and because he openly works for limited-run games, this creates a conflict for certain titles, both old and new. It also means he can't speak about limited run games itself in any sort of objective or critical way. So yeah, it's still a good show, but just beware. On the flip side of Retronauts is Sacred Symbols, a show run by Colin Moriarty of IGN and Kinda Funny Games fame, and Chris Raygun, a popular YouTuber and musician. This show is devoted to everything Sony, namely the PS4 and upcoming PS5, and for what it is, it's quite good, with snappy, intelligent, and thoughtful hosts who, despite being of somewhat different persuasions politically, have a good, charming chemistry together. They are very opinionated, though, which sometimes drives a wedge into the fun when they reveal too much of their true colors regarding certain hot topics and other controversies. Colin is also heavily monetizing his production, turning his ring of podcast and YouTube shows into a miniature media powerhouse itself, which means listeners must endure a dog pile of ads and/or become a Patreon subscriber. I can't list Sacred Symbols without mentioning its sister podcast, Knockback, which is a less specific, more centric show regarding, for the most part, 80s and 90s nostalgia, hosted by Colin and his brother, the nicest guy on the planet, Dagan Moriarty. The two wax nostalgic about old movies, film, music, and childhood experiences, which means one episode might be about, say, The Little Mermaid, another might be about the PS3, and another, yep, about breakfast cereal. Some shows get particularly personal, with the two talking about their parents' divorce and reminiscing about going to church. Not every show is a winner exactly, and the two have a habit of wasting too much time gabbing and playing silly brain teasers before finally getting to the subject at hand. But the core of the show is quite good, even if I do tend to cherry-pick the episodes that I find most appealing. One early podcast favorite of mine is the Jeff Rubin Show, a quirky broadcast that has host, Jeff Rubin, interviewing guests who represent a wide swath of various vocations and persuasions of the peculiar and sometimes outright weird. The show isn't updated as frequently as it once was, but once upon a time, fans could enjoy such interviewees as a former Nintendo game counselor, kid horror author R.L. Stine, a Nickelodeon expert, two water slide architects, a video game monetization consultant, which is a real eye-opener, a Muppet aficionado, a Beanie Baby historian, a Garbage Pail Kids guru, and a pizza box collector, all on an almost weekly basis. Again, the best shows tend to span back several years ago, but they're still well worth listening to now. For movies, my favorite podcast is Easily Now Playing, in which its three primary hosts, Arnie, Stewart, and Jacob, spend a couple hours dissecting, debating, and praising, and complaining about a specific movie pick for the week. And these films can range back 30 years or more, as seen in their recent King Kong retrospective, or focus on a recent release like Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker and the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. What's nice about this show is that the hosts are all intelligent but different, often posing as effective foils or counterpoints to the others when their opinions differ. Indeed, when the trio gives their final thumbs-up, thumbs-down style verdict at the end, it's pretty common for at least one of them to have a contrary opinion. Either way, the shows are fun, slickly edited, and each host properly balances the other, with Arnie liking the more commercial, pop culture type of stuff, Stewart preferring more intellectual fare, and Jacob being the sort of middleman in the center. It's all good stuff that comes, to use their words, highly recommended. And lastly, before I run out of space and time here, let's do a weird one, the so-called extraterrestrial. Playing like a high-class radio drama, each episode recounts a supposed alien encounter. Whether something like the Roswell crash, Barney and Betty Hill abduction, or cases even more obscure and bizarre. Hosts Bill Thomas and Tim Johnson do an excellent job, their professional, unironic deliveries lending the shows a certain serious, if evocative, quality that helps reel in the listeners. In other words, it's far from sensational, with the host's rational and fair-minded analysis often ruling against the case at hand. Sound effects and mildly unsettling music help enhance the stories even further. The only real drawback is that the show seems to have run its course, with the last official episode airing in January. It's anyone's guess whether it will return. My speculation is that its originators at Cutler Media simply ran out of compelling cases to talk about. I imagine that after a while, all abduction cases begin to kind of sound the same. And that, my friends, is just a piece of my jumbled podcast playlist. iTunes, the originator of the medium, is still king of the podcast platform and is where all of these shows can be found, although I assume they're probably on other platforms as well. In a future show, I might just do a part two of other favorites of mine, but for now, I hope you all look into at least one of these worthwhile productions. And with that said, it's time for this podcast to come to a close. Thanks for listening as always, everyone, and until next time, this is Mr. Picario, signing off for now.